104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:10. We're going to top out at 69 today, 46 right now. And I got a text message here that reminded me the zombie walk is not just zombies this year. No, it is not. Any costume will do this year. And Mel is really upset about that.
I'm trying not to be upset about it.
What? It's the zombie walk is presenting the Halloween parade.
Okay, but it says on the Facebook invite, Sioux Falls Zombie Walk presents Parade of the Living Dead.
Yeah, well, maybe I think we're going to have those guys in here at some point. You'll have to ask them when that comes.
I understand that they're trying to open
They're just
it up
trying to be more inclusive.
More people, but, I mean, are the zombies supposed to be, like, after the regular Halloween costume folk?
Whatever you want.
Just wondering.
I mean, because somebody, you know, is probably, it would be cool if somebody was dressing up like Rick Grimes, you know, with that giant Colt Python pistol.
Are you going to do that?
No, I'm too fat to be Rick Grimes. I could play Otis.
I just, you know, I like the fact that it's just all zombies for it.
Well, it probably will still be predominantly zombies.
Because this year I was going to bring the girls.
Yeah.
And we're going to zombie them up.
We'll zombie them up, and then you walk in a normal costume, and, like, you're running away from your girls.
That would be funny.
Your daughters are trying to eat you.
But I kind of like getting the makeup done. I had a lot of fun getting my makeup done with it.
You could still get makeup done.
No, then I wouldn't be zombie makeup if I'm going to be a non-zombie. Okay.
Well, then be a zombie. It really doesn't matter. You're just mad because it can be anything this year?
I'm not mad.
But you're not happy.
I'm just thinking that it's weird.
Okay.
I
think it's a good idea. I think.
No, I'm okay. I'm trying not to be.
It's including more people.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you're ridiculous and you know it?
I do. I completely know that. I know that I'm being ridiculous about this.
Okay.
I'm, like, trying to change my own mind.
And you're having a hard time. Okay.
And I'm having a hard time with it. And I understand they want the whole community can join it, and I get it.
And some people don't want to dress as a zombie.
And I get it. I do. I totally get it. But it's the zombie walk.
Yeah.
I'll be all right. Okay. Give me a couple of days.
Well, I've got some science for you here. According to a new study out of the University of Nottingham in England, women find themselves naturally turned on when men have some redness in their face. For the study,
what?
The researchers had women look at photos of men's faces. Some of the time they showed the photos unedited. Some of the time they showed the same photos with red tints added to their faces. The women who saw the photos with red tints rated the men as more dominant, aggressive, attractive, and healthy than the women who saw the photos without the alterations. There was one exception. When a man's face was too red, it made him look too aggressive, like he was in a fight, and women didn't find that all that attractive.
I don't understand the point of that study.
I don't know either.
Like, really?
Like, maybe okay. The guys who did the study were like hardcore alcoholics that kind of have the red face thing going on. And
all I can think of is, like, when I thought about that was after guys were working out, their face is a little red.
Yeah. Well, the thing I thought of is like the sunburn for guys that work outside a lot.
Or sunburn.
You know, I think you get that light reddish tint to them. I don't know.
I find that an odd study.
It is very odd. But okay. So there you go, single guys. Get a little red.
Use a little blush, a little rouge.
Yeah, that'll help. Or a little blood for the zombie walk.
Yeah.
Brains.
Yeah.
Look, it's the plane.
The plane.
I'm going to come up with a whole dumb list of them this year. I'll just start screaming them as we go down the street.
You're going to write them on note cards?
No, I'm going to write them on the back of your shirt.
Okay.
Then I can read them. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Andy and Mel. It's 8:22 up to 69 today. It is 45 right now. Get on the subject of Halloween costumes. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go as a referee / zombie.
Yes.
Because, you know, the zombie apocalypse could break out during a football game.
Yeah, apparently it could. That's your fantasy.
No, it's not my fantasy. It was just an idea, you know?
Yeah.
Guy starts chewing on the leg in the pile. Hey, that's unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, that would be.
15-yard penalty. And, wow, you really took a chunk out of that guy's thigh. Holy cow. But I got a text, Mel, that said, be a human that is turning slowly so you don't ruin your outfit and you still get to do some makeup.
Oh, maybe do that.
You could maybe do that. My wife is on the phone. Hello.
Good morning. Say, you're talking about costumes, Mel. Did you see that picture on Facebook? I've seen it a couple times now of the arms coming out of the pregnant woman's belly.
Yes, like I want you to do that.
I thought, I have to work that weekend of Halloween, but that would be a funny costume for me.
Please do that. Seriously, that is hilarious.
I thought it was quite funny. Jackie has an old doll. I could borrow the arms.
Mm-hmm. And legs.
Yep.
It would
I have
be
a white t-shirt I could ruin.
Yep. It'd be so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Andy, you still have that bottle of blood, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah. That, and even you could even do the head, the doll head.
You could.
And then, like, put makeup on the doll head to make it look all good.
You could actually,
it's probably better without the head.
Yeah. But if you wanted to, you could take it a step, like, where the doll is still under your shirt. So you see, like, the outline.
There you go. Yeah, I've seen that picture, too, where you can see, like, the footprint. I think it's Photoshopped, but maybe it's real.
Because that would be creepy.
Or if it was, like, a motorized doll. And you could get it to move around.
And moving. Ew. That would be way creepy. You need to go to every place that has a Halloween costume party and where they're giving away prizes for costumes, because you would win with that.
There you go.
Yeah. The shirt has to be really tight, though.
Yeah, you'd have to make it tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would work.
I have a white one I could sacrifice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be awesome.
Plus, I'd just rather you wear a really tight shirt anyway.
Thanks, Andy.
What? That's a compliment.
It is a compliment, but we know why you were saying it.
Well, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I think you should do that. I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you tonight.
Bye.
Bye. That got awkward.
It did get awkward.
What's wrong with me asking my wife to wear a really tight shirt?
I think it's fine to ask her when you're not talking to her with me around.
Oh.
Maybe.
Or on the radio?
Or on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with you asking her that.
Okay.
Just so you know, but.
Yeah, we've definitely got. Hopefully Jackie won't miss the baby, the doll.
I doubt it. I did find the picture for you, though.
Okay.
And it's funny.
Yeah,
well, it's pretty awesome.
Post that at hot1047.com.
I hope she does that.
If you're pregnant at Halloween, it's a perfect costume.
It's
a little disturbing.
Well, it is.
Mildly.
It's simple, you know?
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot to it. You just got to tape the arms on and attach them somehow.
And it's just impressive. Like, you know, it's funny.
I find
it alien.
Terribly amusing. Yeah. Yeah, especially if you've ever seen the movie Alien.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My ex texted me this morning, "I miss you, baby." I replied, "We're sorry, but the subscriber you're trying to reach just doesn't give a crap."
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 841 up to 69 today. It's 45 right now. There is I posted a picture of something I'm guilty of from time to time. Something I don't always do that I should do.
Okay.
Something that people in general should probably do that they don't do.
What is that?
Put the new toilet paper roll on the roller thingy.
I do that sometimes. I know it gets like in my daughter's bathroom, the guest bathroom, it's broken, so it gets set up on the counter.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine's not broken.
Mine's not broken either, but it's just my bathroom and the girls sometimes use it and it's pretty much just me using it. So.
I don't think it's necessarily a guy thing.
No, it's not. I do it.
It's both sexes that do it.
It is.
But why do we do it?
I don't know. It's a lazy thing, I think.
I don't know either.
I think it's just lazy.
I mean, part of the reason why I don't mess with it in my bathroom is because the spring and roller thing don't stay together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you let go of it, it just kind of falls apart.
Right.
So the only way you can leave it alone is if it is actually in the thing.
Gotcha.
And sometimes it's just hard to do, and I don't have a minute to do it.
I guess I kind of think that, you know what, I'm going to have to change it anyway, so I don't know why I want to put it on here. You know?
Yeah. I don't know, but what I would like to know is, what is the reason you don't put the toilet paper on the roller dispenser thingy?
Mine's lazy.
You're just going to go with lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I figure I'm going to have to change it anyway, so I might as well just let it sit there.
Okay. I would love to know what your actual reason for it is. Or if you are not the one doing it and it's the other person in your house who is not doing it and is driving you crazy, what is their reason for not actually replacing it? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:51. We're going to top out at 69 today. A little bit warmer, a little bit windier, too. It's 45 right now. So something I'm guilty of is not putting the roll of toilet paper on there. And I'm just curious as to what people think the reason is that they don't do it.
Because I'm lazy.
I have really no explanation whatsoever. I don't.
I could put it on there. I just don't.
The easy explanation is laziness, but, you know, you're just sitting there. It's not like you don't have time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Especially for guys.
Yeah.
You know, when we're sitting, we've got a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you can explain why we don't put the roll of toilet paper on there, I would love your explanation, because I really don't have one. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Priscilla's on the phone. How are you, Priscilla?
Good.
So are you guilty of not putting the toilet paper on the roll?
No, I'm one that puts it on the toilet back on the roll.
Oh, okay.
I agree with her. I think it's just pure laziness.
It is. It's lazy.
It is.
If I was sharing a bathroom with somebody else, I might care more.
Yeah, see, I don't share a bathroom, really. Yep. I mean, Crystal uses mine on occasion, but not very often.
But it's the one that's in my bedroom, and I'm pretty much the only one that uses it, unless the girls are in there using the bathtub. Other than that, it's mine, so I'm like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alicia is on the phone. How are you, Alicia?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So are you the guilty one, or is it someone else?
I am.
Okay. Why do you not put it on?
Well, for a while there, I wasn't putting it on because I have a 2-year-old son, and he likes to unroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept it on the counter.
Broccoli just got into that habit. He's not even a year old yet.
That makes sense. The other day, Thea accidentally knocked it down.
And then rolled all the way over.
Yeah. And so she rolled it back up. So I come back, I go to the bathroom, I look over, and there's toilet paper. Like,
yeah.
This big,
yeah,
obnoxious thing.
Looked like an ogre was using the bathroom and didn't need one.
I know. I was like, what happened to the toilet paper? She's like, yeah. I knocked it down.
I learned that the hard way the first time he did it. I didn't even know he was in there, and then I go in there and he's got the whole toilet paper, brand new roll, all unrolled over the floor.
It's only real bad if they put it in the toilet.
Yeah, that's happened before too.
Yeah.
And then they flush.
Well, thanks for the call, Alicia.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's not a fun job.
Uh-uh.
When they completely unravel it put it in the toilet.
We've had lots of stuff get accidentally flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
In
like
our time.
A sister's toy.
Yeah, or hair clips with aluminum foil. I still don't get that one. That was Quincy.
Trying to see if the boat would float?
I don't know. They're like the hair clips I would put on my curlers, my hot rollers.
Okay.
And so Quincy decided to that along with aluminum foil. She got aluminum foil out of the roll and was flushing it. I don't know.
If you've got an explanation as to why we don't put the roll back on, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.